Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Ian and all the things they're doing out there at the new location. Again, if you'd like to be part of the golf foursome, you'd like to golf with Trucker Randy, text me golf and we'll get together and put the purchase in on the website for foursome. If not, I'll be golfing there. If you guys want to come join us last minute, that would be great as well. It's going to be at the Ridge Golf Course starting at 12 noon on Friday, June 20th, the day before the big festival. So looking forward to getting out and seeing that golf course. I've never played it, so looking forward to it. Going to start practicing here, hit a few buckets and see if I can get my swing back. It's been a few years since I've played, but it's time for me to get back out on the golf course this year. So we're excited. We're going to be part of that on Friday. And then the big event Vicky and I will be attending on Saturday, of course, is the festival itself. That starts at 12 noon and goes until 11 p.m. on Saturday, June 21st. If you'd like that, just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the link to the website. RiskItFest.com is the website. RiskItFest.com. A couple of people texted me also for Ian's phone number. I sent that out to you there in Sheboygan so you can get a hold of him. Nick, oh, good deal. Love it, brother. Nick Wallace, J2 Construction in Harbor Springs. He's going to play golf with us on Friday. So Nick and I will be there. That's great. I'll be giving you a call. We'll work out the details on that one. And so right now we got two more seats available. If you'd like to be part of our foursome, again, just text me golf and we'll have a good time together there at the Ridge Golf Course Friday, June 20th, the day before. So we're excited. Hey, one of the other things I want to mention about this event is, again, the sponsors. We have been talking about and promoting the event. We've been texting information out to folks for the tickets. The price is fixed now. For individuals, it's $29 plus a $1.16 processing fee online for general admission. Reserved seating is $59 plus $2.36 for the fee. Reserved seat, basically, your seat guaranteed to be locked in for you there at 5 p.m. on Saturday. So you can come and go as you please, do different things, participate in different events, and still have your seat right there for the entertainment on Saturday night. So we're excited. We're excited. We're looking forward to this. So, again, if you'd like to golf with me, just text me golf. We got two seats remaining. We'll have our foursome and actually be able to save a little bit of money. Individual golfers is $125 plus a $5 fee. The foursome is only $400. So we save basically $25 and can golf together. So love it, Nick. Thank you very much for responding. We'll see you out there on the golf course Ridge, 12 noon on Friday, June 20th. I want to get back to Lansing because I think there's a couple other situations that are happening that you guys need to be aware of that I think is relevant to the budget process and things that are happening over road funding. Now, two of the biggest counties in the state of Michigan is in southeastern Michigan, just north of Detroit. You have Wayne County. There at 8 Mile Road is the boundary between Macomb County on Lake St. Clair. It goes all the way over to DeQuinder, and from DeQuinder over to the western side of Oakland County. Macomb County on the east, Oakland County. Well, when it comes to road funding in southeastern Michigan, the Oakland County executive, Dave Coulter, is way less optimistic than his Macomb County counterpart, Mark Hackle, about the legislature's ability to finalize a new road funding plan. Poulter, speaking while on Mackinac Island last week, said, Mark Hackle and I share a desire to get a road funding plan done that makes sense so we can move past this issue once and for all. Where I don't think we're on the same page is that he's way more optimistic than I am. He's convinced that this legislature is going to come up with a road funding plan this summer and put it into this budget. And man, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting too cynical in my old age. Well, MERS News Service took the time to speak with both Macomb County's Mark Hackle and Oakland County's Dave Coulter during the Mackinac Policy Conference. Macomb County is home to more than 876,800 residents. Meanwhile, next door in Oakland County, 1.26 million. Folks, you add those numbers up, we're talking 2 million Michiganders reside in either my former home county of Macomb or next door Oakland County, where most of our family live. Now, when you look at those numbers, 2 million versus the total population, just under 10 million, you're talking 20% of our populations are from those two counties. Now, here's the interesting part of this. For the Road Commission of Oakland County, specifically, the Road Commission noted that between 2016 and 2023, again, this is 2 years ago, this seven-year study, 2 years ago, determined that asphalt had jumped by 35%. Road striping by an additional 30%. And the actual snow plows, the new blades that they need to put on the truck every couple of years, the steel snowplow blades themselves had gone up 119% over a seven-year period, 2016 through 2023. These are just inflationary costs of raw materials, of the parts, of the things that they actually need to maintain the roads. Now, one of the things that they're looking at is how, for example, the estimates are put together regarding paving local county roads. Last year, 2024, the Road Commission of Oakland County reported that out of the paved county local roads, not including the county's primary road network, only 6% were in good condition. 27% was in fair condition. So you add those together, you're basically looking at 33%, one-third. Two-thirds, 67% were in poor condition. Now, the county had put together a three-year goal to bring local roads in poor condition down from 67 down to 45. So basically, folks, their plan is to make it a flip of a coin of whether you'll be driving on a good road or a bad road in Oakland County. We're not like other parts of the region that have a high percentage of our roads that need work. And we get our funding the same way that Wayne and Macomb and Detroiters get theirs. The needs are not dissimilar to ours. However, the formula has not favored Southeast Michigan for decades, and we've all known that. I don't know if the political winds have shifted enough to really have any significant impact on that. Of course, Coulter from Oakland County was referring to Michigan's Public Act 51. which bases 16.41% of Michigan's transportation funding distributions on the share of county local road millages. The formula has been criticized by Metro Detroit stakeholders for not zooming in on more multiple lanes, widening the lanes, and also giving rural communities more money per resident than some of the state's most populated areas. For example, this is right to our listening area. This is important. Listen to this. According to the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, Oakland County, again, 1.26 million people in fiscal year 2023 received $177 per resident. Neighboring Macomb County, 876,000 people, they received $156 per resident. On the other hand, up north, counties like Presque Isle were allocated $456 per resident. Basically, three times what Macomb County is getting. Way up in Luce County in the Upper Peninsula, $621 per resident. Okay, let's stop the conversation right here. Per resident, let's back the bus up. How many children who do not drive, who do not have driver's licenses, live in Macomb and Oakland County compared to Presque Isle County and Luce County in the UP? I'm willing to say, without even looking at the numbers, that they have a much higher number of children in Macomb and Oakland compared to Presque Isle and Luce. That's number one. That's number one. Number two, the amount of areas, the size of the areas, and the main roads that are in the counties, everything is somewhat a state trunk line. M68, M33, US 23, US 2, we can go on and on and on compared to the number of small little subdivision roads required in Macomb and Oakland County. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Final segment, hour number two, talking about road funding. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two as we wrap up this road funding story. One of the things that the Lansing House Republicans have been calling on the Democrat-led Senate is to swiftly adopt their chamber's $3.1 billion road funding plan, where they basically direct all state taxes paid at the gas pump to go toward the roads. Currently, drivers in the state pay a 6% sales tax on fuel, which goes toward the school aid fund for education and local government revenue sharing. That's what currently happens. Well, their plan does not change Public Act 51's formula. Oakland County Executive Coulter does not see a change in the formula as realistic, and Hackle thinks that reforming it would be too heavy a lift in today's road funding debate. Both the governor and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat from Grand Rapids, admit the new forms of state revenues like taxes and fees need to be created to backfill other state spending obligations. However, the House Speaker, Matt Hall, wants to substantially cut Michigan's economic development budget from dismantling tax credits used to retain automakers during the 2000s, during the economic turmoil, and also eliminate neighboring arts and cultural grants. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Democrat Majority Leader Winnie Brinks don't want to do that. What they want to do is increase taxes and fees to fill the plan. Well, Coulter, the Oakland County executive, said, if there's a plan to get us more road and infrastructure funding, sure, I'll take a look at it. But it always comes at what price? At the expense of what? And right now, it does not feel like it's going to be at the expense of transit, or it might be at the expense of business incentives that I still think the state needs. You see, you have to understand that these are Democrats talking from both Macomb and Oakland counties. For example, Coulter says he does a lot of business attraction trips and thinks eliminating the attraction grants managed by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation would cede a lot of ground to other states. I worry that if we go too far in rolling back some of these incentives, Michigan could lose out. Okay, Let me stop you right there, Dave. It's not incentives. You going on these trips, I'm sure you probably take your wife with you, or I don't know, maybe if you don't like your wife, you don't take her with you, but you go on these trips and you offer all these grants that's managed by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, tax abatements, all kinds of special deals to get people to come here to build factories, plants, offices, whatever, and it never happens. There's no accountability to it. The jobs promised never actually materialize. And so basically, you're wasting our taxpayer dollars. Number two, if Lansing would truly fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan, get rid of property taxes, axmytax.org. You want to know more about it? Text me, AX, and I'll send you the link. Eliminate state income tax. Get rid of all these regulations that are so burdensome on businesses. We could compete with these other states without giving money away. Just because New York is giving money away doesn't mean we need to. The definition of insanity, keep doing what you're doing, expecting different results. We've tried your Michigan Economic Development Corporation way, and it doesn't work. It hasn't worked. So let's talk about fixing the state, lowering the budget, getting rid of these taxes that we currently have, and make people want to move to Michigan. How many family members do we have that live in other states? I'm going to ask you a very simple question, especially our kids and our grandkids. How many of them would move back to Michigan in a heartbeat to be close to family if there was no property tax and no income tax? Come here and buy a house and only have to pay for the loan on the mortgage and your insurance. No property taxes. What if we had a situation where you could make all the money you wanted and not have to pay any state income tax? Businesses, no corporate income tax. These things can be done, people, if you're willing to fix the state. It's broken and it needs to be fixed. The next governor candidate that comes up with these ideas and willing to advocate for them and be the next governor that will lead to get these things done will have my vote. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about